France is changing its position on agreements made by Iran and the P5+1 group, as diplomats from the two sides are holding meetings of Iran's nuclear program. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius has said that in order to reach a durable nuclear deal, Iran must reduce the number of its centrifuges. According to Fabius, Tehran has thousands of spinning centrifuges, but only needs a few hundred. He added that the talks between Iran and the six countries of the P5+1 have hit a wall over the issue of centrifuges. Fabius is well known for his critical view of Iran. In 2013, talks on Iran's nuclear program nearly ground to a halt due to France's opposition to the interim deal. He was also a suspect in a controversial case in which blood contaminated with HIV was sold to Iran in the 1990s. Well, Press TV's newsroom director Hamid Reza Emadi says that the French foreign minister is not in a position to decide about the number of Iran's centrifuges.
Mr. Fabius has a long history of animosity with the Iranian people. Some 20 years ago, he was involved in a very big scandal, infected blood scandal, in which contaminated blood products were sold to Iran. He was the prime minister, and then a lot of Iranians within the country's hemophilia community contracted HIV, AIDS, and a lot of people died. So a person who was charged with manslaughter 20 years ago, and he managed to get away with it somehow, thanks to the French judicial system, trying to create problems in the way of the deal. France was responsible partly for the failure of one round of the talks, and now it seems like the French government, under the perhaps pressure from the Israeli side, the Israeli lobby groups, is trying again to create problems in the way of reaching a final comprehensive deal between Iran and the P5+1.
Meanwhile, Iran and the United States have wrapped up 2 days of face-to-face talks on Iran's nuclear program in Geneva. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says the consultations were good.
We had good exchanges of view. We had good consultations. Of course, the differences and gaps still exist, but before the next round of negotiations, next week in Vienna, I think we had good exchanges of views. The atmosphere was good, but as I said, differences are still there, and we have to try more to, you know, make bridges between these gaps. I think both sides now understand each other's position much better than before, but still we need more work to narrow these gaps.
The Iranian official earlier said that bilateral meetings would also be held with Russian, French and German delegations in the coming days. The meetings will be followed by fresh talks between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany. Tehran and the P5+1 will hold the negotiations in Vienna from June 16th until 20th. They are due to negotiate a final deal on Iran's nuclear program. The two sides have already reached an interim deal which will expire on the 20th of July.